It's showtime. What up? It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the Kenny Ho Show. How are you? I hope all is well. Now, I'm recording on, is it called Cyber Monday? I mean, it sounds so, you know, some old white guy came up with that. Like, some old white guy at a marketing firm was like, all right, so let's do something young and hip for the kids. You know, whenever I take my early morning walks in the mall, I see all these kids going to school, and they're always on their phones. And whenever I get off from here and I go for the early bird special, these kids are always on their phones. Surfing the web, I understand it as. So, why don't we, we gotta use a hip term, you know, these whippersnappers. We gotta relate to them. We gotta find a way to move some of these goods that nobody wants. If I'm in the room, I'll be like, oh, what about we accidentally ordered too much of this horse shit. You want it for like anywhere between 15 to like 50% off day? And he'd be like, all right, you rascal, get out of here. You're fired. You're done. Then I'd be like, oh, thank goodness. I hate this job. All the pro babes ignore me. The only one who pays me any attention is Agnes the cleaning lady. First of all, Agnes is old enough to be my mom. And she's also fat. I'm not very... That was not clever at all. She was just fat. And so I'm not interested in Agnes. And besides, her name is Agnes. What the hell? I mean, I suppose Agnes is a grandma, so she is appropriately named. But I've seen young bitches named Agnes. I'm like, you're doomed. Your parents don't love you. And you can't really become a stripper. Well, I mean, I guess you can, but you sure as hell can't use your real name. You definitely need to be named Destiny, Sapphire, any of these stereotypical names that I have met girls who are legitimately named Destiny and Sapphire. I'm like, so, do you also strip part-time? And the answer is, if they did, I wouldn't be surprised. There's some trashy bunch there. My goodness. Like, imagine being a parent and not having the foresight or the common sense to be like, you know what? I don't know what will happen in the future. I don't know if my kid's gonna be a big deal. But I sure as hell can't be naming her after a stripper, because then I know for a fact she won't be a big deal. Yeah, maybe she'll be a big deal at the Boom Boom Club, but that's really not what I want for her. Let's name her Agnes instead. You might as well have gone with the Destiny. You doomed her less if you went down that road, my guy. But as I leave that marketing firm, I'm like, listen, old timer. Sick of this shit anyway. This ain't my dream. My dream is to be a cyber stalker. You know how somebody like hacked into all these celebrities' phones and found all kinds of raunchy pictures, especially of Jennifer Lawrence? Holy shit, girl. Like, get it together. I understand you got one life, you're only young once, but my goodness, why do you have enough photos to basically be the scandal yourself? Like, everybody else combined was like the other half of the scandal. This one chick had so many nude photos of herself. If it was just the Jennifer Lawrence leak, it would have been already a big deal. There are so many of these things. Like, I'm not attracted to Jennifer Lawrence, but had I been attracted to her, I would have had to book a weekend off of work. I would have been like, well, I need to clear the schedule at least for the next 48 hours to go through all of this stuff. But yeah, outside of Jennifer Lawrence, I would definitely like to be a cyber stalker and get me some pictures that don't belong to me and I have no business ever seeing them. But now this is my life, so deal with it, bitches. And then he's like, what did you say? I'm like, oh, are you one of those guys who don't want to refer to women as bitches? I know guys like you. Come on. In your day, I'm sure you were backhanding somebody's broads because they didn't have enough ice cubes in your drink when you came home from your marketing job there, old timers. Like, no. He's like, it's all true, yes. My first wife, Agnes. I'm like, no. Don't get into the Agnes story. What were you saying? Oh, yes. Cyber stalking. That's it. Cyber Monday. I'm a genius. Somebody get me some Viagra so I can go home and make sweet, sweet love to my fourth wife, Dorothy. Like, of course her name is Dorothy. You old bag of wind. But that's the long-winded way for me to get to what I was trying to talk about, and that is, it should be called Monday that we ordered too much horse shit, and now hopefully you'll help us take it at cost so I can keep my job and go to the strip club on a regular basis because I'm in a loveless marriage. I accidentally juked and knocked up some cum-see, cum-saw girl. You know, if I got her like 3-4 years ago, she would have been a real catch. But now she was just used up and stuff. And that's why she settled. You know, she would never looked at a guy like me a few years ago. But, you know, after the handsome douchebag guys had their way with her, and Father Time, you know, was like, well, you had a good run between 16 and 24. Now that you're 27, be gross, bitch. And so, yeah, I thought I got a catch. I thought, man, I'm like Dennis Rodman. I cleaned up the glass real nice, but it turns out, oh, what a mistake. Now every single Friday I have to talk with Sapphire and Destiny down at the Boom Boom Club. But maybe if I make a, you know, proper orders next year and we have less shit that we don't want come, you know, Monday that you'll be saving my job day. Maybe, just maybe, I'll get a bonus and get to get a lap dance by the great Miley Cyrus herself. Oh, who am I kidding? That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream. And then he looks over at me. He's like, oh, what the hell? Even old Kenny's getting a lap dance from Miley. I'm like, you fool. This is the cheap dance. Tatiana's the expensive one. Miley's like Cyber Monday prices all year long. Hey, don't stop, bitch. Wag that tongue and shake that ass. Show me what you got. Watch yourself. But what I was trying to say was, well, first of all, I'll ask you, did you get any cool stuff? If you did, you beat me because I didn't think the stuff was good this year. It's like, oh, usually, because at this point, I'm like, I should probably get a 4K TV. I bought a 720 back in the day, like one of my first jobs out of, like, that's how bad things used to be. Like, remember that episode where I was talking about minimum wages and people are like, oh, you need $22 as a minimum wage, actually. It's like, are you out of your mind? I remember a time when minimum wage was like $6. I was working, I think that job was like maybe 10 bucks at the time. It was either $8.50 or like 10 bucks or $10.50 or something. Because I remember what I did first thing out of college. I worked two shitty jobs and not very long, don't get me wrong. It was like a couple months at each of these jobs. And one of them paid for a 720p, what does that sound for, pixels? 720p, like a 32-inch TV. And then the other was a trip to Vancouver, where I remember talking to one of my buddies there, and he was like, oh, you guys are so lucky. Your minimum wage was either, I think it was $10.50, because it's like, here in Vancouver, our minimum wage is $8.50. I'm like, this is all very horrible. It's not like I'm in a good position. $10.50 is jack shit. If I work a 6-hour shift, I've worked jobs where it's like 3 hours in and they've sent me home. And the whole shift was like 4 hours total. So like, I've worked for like $30 to $40 a night. So even though, don't get me wrong, there's a lot wrong with the world. There's a lot of pieces of shit in the world who aren't cool. And lots of aspects of life because of people suck. Don't get me wrong. But like, the fact that now, I don't think there's a real conversation, but the fact that the minimum wage is moving towards a place where it's like a legitimate minimum wage, like it'll meet the standards of living and the cost of living and whatnot. And the fact that I don't have to leave the house to get anything. All I did for Black Friday was buy video games, but not a single one of them did I have to not only not leave the house, but not even like get it sent to me. I just got them all, and within 10 seconds of the transaction, I could just start downloading the game. Don't get me wrong, like I'm on poor man's internet, so it's not like like 20 minutes later I have the video game. It's like, yeah, like 6 hours later, come back and play it. But I remember a time in my life where like on Black Friday, I would order a video game, and I kid you not, maybe 3 weeks later, I'd get to play it because everybody else ordered shit. So like all the delivery and courier services are all backed up. The world, despite it in many ways being in the worst shape ever, it's on many, many levels in the best place it's ever been. Still, a meteor needs to come, wipe us all out. That would be great. I'd love to, but I'm still spiraling out of control. Damn you, NASA. But to be fair, Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are not in the best shape it's ever been. There's definitely been stuff in the past where I'm like, oh yeah, I would love to get that. That's like a good price, except I'm just too po to get it, despite it being heavily and sleepily discounted. This year, I didn't see too much of that. This year, unless it was like hot garbage. Like, yeah, I was saying I want a new 4K TV. So I'm like, you know what? I worked that job that nearly crippled me, but I made money off of that, right? So I'm like, let me get one. If I can get it for, you know, like in previous years, I've seen TVs go for like $300-$400, like 4K ones I'm talking about on Black Friday. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't want a 75-inch TV, like a, you know, like a 30-something, 40-incher tops would do. I'll definitely spend $400 on that. This year, unless it was a completely garbage brand, it wasn't even close to that number. Like, the good brands were all $700-plus, $1,000-plus. And it wasn't just on TVs. I found across the board on anything. Anything that was like a good price, it was just shit. Like I looked at some clothes online. I'm like, this is crap. Yeah, it's like 60% off, but why am I gonna pay 60% off garbage? Because even though it's 60% off, buying garbage is still something I'm very against. As should anybody. I'd much rather pay 100% full price for something good, as opposed to, oh, a fraction of the cost, but it's this crap that you nor anybody in their right mind should ever want. It's like the easy chicks, right? It's like the chicks that want you, but who in their right mind would want her, right? It's like that type of situation. And even if we're not talking like bottom of the barrel, scraping the bottom of the barrel, there has at least been a couple of chicks who have been into me, but and who aren't necessarily bottom of the barrel. And I've even heard people talk to me about it, that they're interested in them, like the guy's interested in the girl. And so not bottom rung, but it's just, and as the kids would call it, it'd be a layup. But no, thank you. No, my life would be worse if I accepted these people, if I included them in. It's actually a great liberating feeling, because you've heard it all a billion times. I'm sure I've heard it a million times, that, you know, women have all the power. At the end of the day, women choose. You know, guys will do shit for women. Well, mostly if they're attractive. If they're gross, it's like, go do that your own damn self. Who the hell do you think I am? And who the hell do you think you are? Attractive? Gross, lady. Now, I'm sure you've come across them. I've certainly come across them. But there's definitely women on this planet who think they're hot shit because they've gotten done by a bunch of dirty dogs in their day. So they think they're attractive. They think they're desirable. But it's because they're easy. It's because they were a layup. It's so satisfying to shut these broads down, right? Because the other day, my buddy was telling me at work, he's like, oh, there was this tenant. Now, he used some vulgar stuff, and the Kenny Ho Show may say obscene things, but vulgar? Why not around these parts? This is a wholesome family show. But just imagine, you know, this woman using the vulgar forms of what I'm about to say. My buddy was like, oh, yeah. So I was working with this woman who came up to me and said, I have a nice set of, let's say, boobs and a nice, let's say, vajayjay. Oh, I don't understand why guys won't, let's say, want to sleep with me. And I, to my credit, I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here. That's the first time I've ever pat myself on the back. It's a sad life I lead. It's a bleak and empty life that I lead, full of horse shit and never positive reinforcements. Not even for myself. That's a, as I said, the first pat on my own back. But whatever, to my credit, I didn't miss a beat, and I was like, well, maybe it's because she says shit like this. Despite what, I don't know why, like, you come across it so much, like, women are always like, guys are dogs, guys are this and that. It's like, yeah, but A, it's not all guys, and B, you think you're all catches? Just shut the hell up, lady. Just, like, stop generalizing, all right? Just get on with your day, and maybe, like, don't live for romance or whatever it is you do. I guess I'm talking to like a hooker on the street corner, so not romance. Probably just drugs. She was missing some teeth, you know? And then a man in a big fur coat walks by and he's like, yo, Hooker Holly, get back to work, ho! But despite that opinion, this generalization is like, you know, not all guys are dogs, right? Not all guys are up for like, just like the most decrepit and like bottom rung and easy of all ease on the planet, right? Don't get me wrong, I've met those guys. They've said some vulgar things, which I won't repeat here. But yeah, there's some guys who will do literally anybody and anything that walks. Maybe not even walks. You'll remember 1,000-pound sisters? Ooh. And don't get me wrong, there's no guy that also wants, like, the complete shutdown move, right? No guy wants to, like, be into a girl and she is so not feeling him. There is, like, not even, like, a millimeter of an opening to charm her or anything like that. It's a straight-up shutdown. Hell, I'm sure there's like ambitious, athletic, successful, good-looking guys who's like, I like a challenge. I like the chase. Me, I don't. I don't like the layups I've come across in my life. Most of them are you out of your mind? You're old enough to be my mom. You're gross. Get the hell out of here, lady. But even the ones who are my age, I'm like, I don't know. It feels like I'll still, from what I hear, I'll definitely catch an STD just like, you know how COVID, if you stay 6 feet apart, you're good? Same thing. Being anything less than 6 feet apart, I feel like I'd catch something from you, lady, so no thanks. You want to work a little at the end of the day. You want to have a girl who's like not just giving it away, right? You want a girl who's not an uptight, you know, annoying, shallow bitch. Yeah, she a trifling friend indeed. You don't want a girl like that. No, but you do want a girl who's like, you know, I'm a legitimate catch. I'm well-educated. I'm focused on different aspects of my life. You know, career, sure. But I'm also trying to do other interesting things with my life. And romance, it'd be nice, but it's not exactly top of mind. In fact, I feel quite fulfilled right now. In order to take you on, I'd have to make some changes, if not sacrifices. You're going to have to convince me just a little bit. And that's the key, just a little bit, because whatever this girl was saying, I'm in the same boat, minus that, like, oh, I've got a great career, blah, blah, blah. I'm working on trying to just stay alive, I suppose, you know, and trying to figure out what I'm doing for work and income. But I'm also trying to do other things with my life. And sure, it'd be great to meet a nice girl and have, you know, that aspect of regular life. Everybody should experience romance. Not all of us do. Some people don't feel it so much and don't know how to cope with it so much. They turn to Reddit and become incel, right? Others may start a podcast, one that could arguably be seen as misogynistic and racist and a riveting good time, right? But honestly, in life, if life gives you lemons, I don't know, make some sort of lemon beverage that's not lemonade, because that's like so yesterday. That's just what everybody else does. And you want to be more original in life. So when life gives you lemons, make lemon slushy or something. You know, if the good Lord decides that, hey, you get to play the game of love and you will be successful at it someday, great. But from my experience, the game of love's the worst damn game to play. I would much rather the game of death. That game had Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris in it. Because actually, this segues pretty nicely into something I was just randomly thinking about not 10 minutes before I came on the microphone here. And that was, remember in Superman 2, how Superman gave up his powers in order to jook Lois Lane? Would you do that? Because I sure as hell wouldn't. Not, you know, don't get me wrong, Margot Kidder was, she was a pretty girl in her day. She was a great Lois Lane. But are you freaking kidding me? Hell no. Not for her, not for Lois. Quite frankly, not for any woman on the planet. Not that I'm saying I'd do it for a dude. Hey man, if you're into dudes and like women with dude parts, or dude with women parts, or some kind of amalgamation of that, hey man, that's your life, you do you. But me, I'd like me a nice Kristen Crook looking girl. But not even for Kristen Crook herself would I give up basically being a demigod in order to get a piece of that ass. Now, there's other things you can do. There's other things that that can tame the beast, if you will, that does not require me to lose my immortality and ability to punch through anything, fly to literally anywhere in the known and unknown universe, right? And other than some meteors, oh, the meteor is a friend of old Kenny's, right? When it's time, I'm like, I'm sick of being Superman. Meteor made of kryptonite, put me out of my misery. There's no way. No woman or man or, you know, something in between that and beyond is worth it. As far as I'm concerned, man, being Superman, if tomorrow I woke up and there was a deal on the table, I could be Superman for the as long as I want, rest of my life, meaning like, and Superman doesn't age, right? So it could be between now and like the entire universe dying and I could still be Superman. Or I can just juke some commoner. Are you out of your mind? When I'm Superman, bitches will be throwing themselves at me, and I'll make do, all right? I'll make out and do other stuff with, like, every Kristen crook lookalike on the planet if I'm Superman. And guess what? On top of that, I can also get hit by a train and be like, oh, what just happened? Oh, I think everybody on this train died. I feel bad, but I'm not really Superman. I just have his powers. I don't much care for Earth anymore. Let me just fly away to a different planet where it's just all doggos and old Kenny. Oh, yes. The Kryptonian American dream. And even though that'd be a great place to leave it, honestly, if you haven't noticed this episode, I'm like, oh, so I don't actually know what I'm talking about. This is one of those episodes where it's like, I'd like to do a Kenny Ho show today. So let's do a Kenny Ho show today. Pick up the microphone and hope for the best. Although there was this one thing I wanted to talk about. This episode is built around this one thing that bothered me online, and I wanted to talk about it here. And it's some commercial before the YouTube videos. I've seen it like a million times now. It's for some pan. It's like, it can make all kinds of stuff. It's like supposed to be like a 8-in-1 pan or a 9-in-1 pan, which I thought every pan was. Like, I feel like you, yeah, if you want to just like steam shit, just put water in it. If you want to boil stuff, also just a bit more water than what you would do for the steaming. I feel like every pan's like a 9-in-1 pan, but never mind that. I'll never get this product because like the commercial is too outrageously shitty that like it's ruined the product for me. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it certainly happened to me for this product. Why? Because everything's woke now, right? There's, you know, there's a positive to it being a former actor of color. It's cool that they're hiring more people of all kinds of races and creeds and stuff. Doesn't benefit me one bit at this point, but whatever, like it's certainly not all about me. And you know, for some youngsters who are up and coming, hey, you know what, it's great they don't have to go through the hardships that I and many others have before, like a friggin' like $6.50 minimum wage once upon a time. Right now it's like almost $10 more than that, but I digress. There are definitely things about being woke where I'm like, that's cool, that I can see that's beneficial to the world. But then let's face it, most of it is like, that's so annoying, that's some horse shit. Where are the hot white girls? Where are the exotic Asian girls who are strictly here because they're good looking and are willing to take their clothes off? This strong black woman who has a man's haircut, and you know, if she wore like a jacket, so you didn't exactly get a good look at her figure. You would. If someone told me she was a man, I wouldn't be surprised. What's she doing here? Get her off the stage. Come on. Listen, I can live with a bit of wokeness, but when you start getting rid of hot babes in return for strong women, you know, personality wise, meaning annoying as shit, you never want to meet them in real life. That's where I draw the line. Come on. Yeah, but this commercial, first of all, it's like all chicks. Well, up until the end, there's like one black guy with dreads at the end, but it was just like, oh, multiple ethnicities. It was they're trying to advertise this as, hey, look, doesn't matter what your background is, you can make it. And like at one point, there's this Asian girl. She was like, wait, you mean I can make bow with this? And then not 5 seconds later, a Latina chick pops up on screen and she was like, I don't remember what it was called. Like it was some kind of empanada, but like she says something like, oh, so I can make these loco choro empanadas now. And then I was just like, that was a straw that broke the camel's back. After that, I was just like, I literally hit pause on a commercial. I was like, listen, you ethnic bitches need to calm right down, all right? You need to hold your horses. That ain't that serious, okay? Like, it's okay to call an locochoro empanada as an empanada, all right? Even though, okay, maybe I can't speak on that, but not only is it okay to call bao a pork bun, a chicken bun, or whatever, as far as I'm concerned, it is preferred. Why? Because anyone who calls the pork bun bao is a freaking douchebag. And like the biggest douchebag you'll ever meet. Like the holier than thou, look how sophisticated I am, look how cultured I am. One of my old buddies did it the other day and I'm like, did he just say bao? Like I wanna smack this guy right now. Like, he's changed a lot over the past few years, and I'm like, this is the end of the line here. Now there's no turning back. Like, this dude is, we're definitely never gonna ever be tight again. If this is the way you live your life, bow. You're not cultured because you learned a Chinese word. You're a douchebag for trying to incorporate it with your English. Because the only time it's cool to call the pork bun bao is if you're speaking Chinese. Like if I go to a Chinese restaurant and I'm like, "Mgoi suyi, long long bao," which means, "Hey there, server, mind if I get a few buns over here?" Which is perfectly acceptable. But if some white guy, and you know it's a goddamn white guy, with his hipster beard and his thick black frame lensless glasses and his perfectly coiffed hair shows up and is like, "Hey there, waiter, can I get a couple bows over here?" That waiter, if he's a self-respecting Asian man, he'd turn around and he'd smack the glasses off that Rudy Poo piece of shit's face and go, listen, you piece of crap, you defile our girls, you white devil, you convince all our bitches to love you long time, they think you're better than us, and now you try to take my word? Eat shit, you white boy." That's the only way it should go down. Because imagine if these white guys showed up to a burrito place and they're like, "Oh, hey there, mommy, can I get a burrito?" You should be shot. I don't remember what they're called, but that green gang in GTA in Los Santos should open fire if any white guy ever stepped in to any establishment, a Latino establishment, was like, "Oh, I say, can I get a loco churro, maneta, espanata, empanata," whatever. And then the only reaction to that should be Glock to the face, put that piece of shit out of his misery. And don't worry, I'm going to make sure I show up to that guy's funeral. I'm going to make sure I rip the hemp shoes right off his feet and take his Fleetwood Mac record that they're trying to bury him with and break it in half. and go, I hope you have a great time in hell without your two favorite prized possessions, you douchebag. Or punch him in the face one more time. We have a pork bun in hell on me, you son of a bitch. All right, that's it. That's episode 335. I got it right this time. All right, that's a wrap. Toodles.